change on the registration system for stateless children has meant that things are much clearer now, also with the explanation provided by the distinguished ambassador. However, I would like to ask whether you consider that the practice known as propiska is still in effect in the country, and whether it affects certain groups of children from certain minorities more than others. In particular, because Ambassador, you mentioned that you have to prove through a document that you have no other citizenship. So now I understand this is a complex topic, but I would like to go into the details on this issue a little bit more. It is a matter that arose during the conversation, so I'd welcome further details. Thank you.
Benjamin Mesmer.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Thank you to the delegation for the responses that were provided so far. I just want to raise maybe two or three briefly. One is I had a question.